You're listening to Bass Fan Radio.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and today we're going to talk about hot streaks and one hot streak in particular, and that's Brent Ehler, FLW Tour Pro, who is, I don't know if you can call him the hottest angler in the world right now. That could be Kevin Van Dam, who's ranked number one, but behind him is Ehler, who operates over on the FLW Tour and has put together a pretty amazing string of events. Are you there, Brent?
I'm here. I am.
All right, Brent. Now, if you could just hold on for 1 second, I want to set up for listeners really what you've accomplished in the past year. And
okay.
If we go back about a year to Fort Loudoun Teleco and look at your finishes, and keeping in mind that there was 200 boats on the FLW Tour last year and 150 this year, you finished 15th at Loutel, 16th at the Detroit River, 7th at the Forestwood Cup. Then this year, 11th at Gunnersville, 6th at Table Rock, 15th at Norman, and then 10th at Beaver. I mean, am I the only one who looks at that and says, wow? What are your thoughts?
Oh, man, when you put it that way, it sounds pretty good. You know, I've never really go back to it and look at, you know, from last year and the, you know, the actual string of tournaments. You know, it sounds really good on paper, no question, and you know, I'm just very fortunate. That's really all it is. You know, things have just been going right.
And we're not even talking about the FLW series where you won at Havasu this year, and I believe you're the points leader after two in the Westerns, right?
I am the points leader. We did only have one, so
Win
the Havasu tournament, but I am the, you know, the points leader. So, you know, it's pretty cool to say, but you know, it's tough to finish a season. You know, shoot, all the tournaments, whether it's the series or the tour itself, I say they're all like, you know, they're a marathon. You know, you can't go out and just catch them for one day, and you know, just like the entire season, you know, you can't go out and just catch them for two or three tournaments. You have to catch them for the full season to, you know, to be up there on the top. So, you know, it is going to be a marathon. It's going to be a battle, and you know, I'm hoping that I can keep it up there. I mean, I'd love to get the AOY title.
Yeah, what would that mean to you? Is that something you thought about?
You know, it is, and it I didn't really think about it until last year, and it came down to the Detroit River, and I was in 9th in the points going into the final tournament, and then I moved up and ended up missing out on Angler of the Year by 1 point.
Yep.
And, you know, that was something that was never really on the radar for me. It was, you know, yeah, it's great. Oh, AOY, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't really anything that I went, that's what I want to do. I didn't think I was at that point, you know, in my career. And, you know, when that happened last year, I went, wow, you know, that was really, really close. And, you know, I'd really like to do that, you know. And then, so this year, I really set my sights on, you know, at that point, I went, I would love to win, you know, Angler of the Year. Before it was, I want to win a tournament. I want to do good in the points. And now, you know, I saw the possibilities. I'm not saying that, you know, oh, well, that's why I'm up there right now, because I saw it and I want it to happen. You know, I've just been very fortunate, and now it is definitely a goal of mine, and I would love to do that.
Yeah, and was some of that last year at the Detroit River? I mean, that was when David Dudley seemingly came out of nowhere to win the title. But I think nobody really expected Andy Morgan to fold at that last tournament. Was that a little bit of what was so surprising about how it ended up?
Going into the Detroit River last year, I never really thought the AOY was something that was even possible. You know, I was behind. I was 9th in the points. I didn't really think that was, you know, even on the radar. And I just went there thinking, you know, catch fish, you know, get a good check, and just, you know, go to the championship. And, you know, to have, you know, some of the people that were up there, you know, not only in the top five, but, I mean, in the top eight. I mean, I was in 9th place, but to have all those people kind of stumble, you know, was kind of crazy. And that's what shows me that, I mean, it comes down to the very last tournament. You have to catch them in every tournament in order to get that kind of a title. And, you know, this isn't over until, you know, the final bags are weighed in at, you know, the final tournament at Champlain. So, you know, I'm not going to give up until it's completely over.
Now, you know, they tell you a lot of times, like especially in baseball or scoring streaks in hockey, you never want to remind somebody when they're on a streak. But this is pro fishing, and we kind of have to do that. But I do want to ask you, you know, as you're in the midst of this thing, is Are you feeling different on the water? Are you feeling the confidence to kind of pick up and run to the other side of the lake, even though you didn't practice there? Or do you have confidence in everything you're going to do?
I'm probably one of the least confident guys out there, when it comes to what I've found. And it really takes catching some fish early in the morning to be able to do that. Now, if I can go out and catch something on stuff that I know, a lot of my success, not even just this year, but over the past several years, is being able to kind of adjust or even, like you said, go to, something new. Like maybe there's an area that is something you drove by every day to get to your primary spot, and it just looks good. You didn't practice it, and well, one of those mornings, you might catch a limit early, and you got a good fish in there, and you're happy with what you've got at like 11 o'clock. Well, now you got a couple hours to go and try something different. And, that's kind of some of my best finishes have come from doing that, whether it's the U.S. Open out west here or, any of the tournaments back east on the tour. It takes that kind of, mentality or it takes those kind of situations to really push you over the top. So, it's not like I'm sitting on the water and I go, oh, well, I'm just going to run over here and catch them. I mean, that's just the way things are going right now. It's not like that. I mean, it doesn't happen, all the time. And, it really takes having a good limit to be able to do that to where if something doesn't pan out, you still are happy with what you've got in the well. It's not something you can go out and just do with zero in the tank. You have to have some fish to be able to do that.
Yep, interesting. And to kind of finish up, I mean, we talked about your good finishes and your best finishes. You have had a couple, mediocre finishes in the 4.5 years you fished the tour, and unfortunately, one of those is at Kentucky Lake, which is the next venue that you visit. What are your thoughts on Kentucky? What did you miss the first time? I think that was a bush bite that year, wasn't it? So it wasn't really the ledge bite going.
It was a mix, and we were there in May. I want to say like the middle or the end of May.
It was actually the first, it was May 10th, so it was right sort of early middle.
Oh, it was early middle. Okay, so going there, I heard yes, you can catch them in the bushes. Might catch them on the ledges, and I did one of those things where I listened to everything, and I went and fished bushes for a couple of days, and then I went and fished ledges, and I ran and did this, and I ran 70 miles down Barkley in practice, and I mean, it was just I was all over the map, and it really just it got me spun out, to be honest with you. And I went there pre-practice to Kentucky, and I went and just looked at a lot of ledges and just fished them just to get a feel for it and just see, what it actually takes out there. And don't get me wrong, I am worried about the tournament because it's such a spot and a timing thing. And I mean, you can roll up to one of these ledges and catch 20 pounds and, five casts or, 30 minutes or something. You can have a big stringer. Well, you can also go to that spot and not get a single bite and leave, and a guy will roll up right behind you and catch 20 pounds. So I'm a little worried about it. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I've learned a lot to, know that when I go back there, I'm not going to get spun out and run 20 miles down Barkley and flip a bush down there and throw a topwater there and then, run over to North Kentucky and fish a ledge and then run back over to Barkley and fish a ledge over on North Barkley. I want to kind of hunker down and just I'm going to fish ledges and call it a day.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, and I, for one, have a feeling that you're going to nail that tournament. But we'll just have to wait a week and a half to see what happens. And Brent, unfortunately, we're out of time, but man, that was some great stuff, and really appreciate you joining us today. And congratulations on all your accomplished, and good luck in the Angler of the Year.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the show, too.
Bass Fan Radio.